asked to share my life story in about 8 minutes.
昨天弟兄们让我今天来交通我生命的故事，只用八分钟。
In the Bible, it says to always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have. So I'm going to try to do that in 8 minutes.
所以圣经告诉我们说，让我们时刻做好准备，用温柔的心回答个人。所以今天呢，我要用八分钟来回答这个故事。
My name is Scott Tinker. I am not Dana Congdon.
我是 Scott Tinker， 不是 Dana Congdon 弟兄。
I'm not the main speaker.
不是今天晚上我们主要的讲员。
I'm 33 years old and I've lived in Seattle for my whole life.
我今年33岁，一直在西雅图这边生活。
I've been a follower of Jesus Christ since I was 18.
我当18岁的时候呢，我就成为了一个耶稣的门徒。
Growing up, my family didn't attend church.
我的家庭当我长大的时候并没有参加教会的活。
I went to a vacation Bible school a couple summers.
有两个夏天的时候呢，我来到暑期的圣经班。
Which for those of you who don't know, there's a lot of these camps put on by churches in the summertime for 1 week for the elementary school kids.
对于那些还不是特别了解的，在很多的教会在夏天的时候呢，都有这样的暑期圣经班，一周的时间。
And I went to Sunday school also when I was in elementary school.
我在小学的时候，我也参加主日学。
I went for a few months.
有几个月的时间我在参加主日学。
So I knew a little bit about God and about the Bible, but not a lot.
所以我对圣经、对神稍微有点了解，但是不是太多。
I knew some things like that Jesus died for our sins, but I just didn't really know what that meant to me.
我知道主耶稣为着我们的罪而死了，但是我并不是特别了解这件事情。
As a teenager, I was often lonely and depressed, and I had a very tragic outlook on life.
所以当我是十几岁孩子的时候呢，我非常的孤独，非常的忧伤，常常对生活有一些负面的看法。
Because I didn't really like myself and I didn't really like the world that I was living in.
我不喜欢我自己，也不喜欢我生活这个世界。
So when I went to school, I didn't really like to see my classmates.
所以当我上学的时候呢，我就不愿意看见我那些同学。
And oftentimes I'd act cold towards others and indifferent, just so I could kind of protect myself.
所以常常我是呢以冷淡的态度或者无所谓的态度对待别人，这样是对我自己一个感情的保护。
Inside I was very angry, but I just kept it inside because I didn't think it really mattered if I expressed myself.
在我里边，实际上我常常有些那个孤独，有些痛苦，但是我常常把它隐藏在我的里边。
So I think that I was a sick person.
所以我知道我自己是一个有病的人。
A spiritually sick person.
实际上是一个属灵的疾病。
And I clearly remember one time when I was in high school, we were studying a poem by a Christian author from the 1700s.
所以我记得非常清楚，在有一次在高中的时候，我们在学习一个在18世纪一个基督徒所写的一首诗。
And I remember thinking to myself, you know, I wish, you know, we still could believe in God because it seems like kind of a nice thing, but, you know, now we know there's no God.
那时候我知道呢，信神是一件非常好的事情，我也可以信神，但是当时我认为没有神。
But slowly I began to change my perspective.
但是慢慢的呢，我的看问题的方法就开始有了改变。
God worked in my life in some kind of interesting ways.
神借着非常有趣的方法在我的生活中工作。
I don't think I'm really a very exceptional person, but every person has a unique story.
我觉得我不是一个特别的人，但是每一个人都有他的特别的地方。
One thing that happened was that our family got a dog.
有一件特别的事情就是我们家里边养了一只狗。
And I had always wanted a dog, but my parents would never let us have one.
我小的时候呢就一直想要一只狗，但是我的父母亲就没有给我买一只狗。
And when I was 16 we got a dog and this was something positive in my life that I could love and talk to other people about.
当我在16岁的时候呢，我就得到了一只狗，这在我的生活中是一个非常正面的事情，因为我就可以给予它爱，并且可以跟别人分享这只狗。
There was also a series of coincidences thatI consider to be not coincidences.
有一些事情好像看来是巧合的，但实际上不是巧合。
When I was 17, I applied to be in the search and rescue to go out and find people who are lost in the forest.
当我在十七岁的时候呢，我就申请要参加这些紧急救护队员，就是到山里边去找那些迷失的人。
And in order to do that, you have to pass a difficult test.
要能够参加这个队员呢，必须要通过一个非常严格的考试。
It's in the mountains in the winter time over one weekend.
是在一个周末的时间，在一个冰雪的山上。
And the weather was horrible, and I was miserable, and I thought I was going to fail the test.
那时候呢，天气非常的糟糕，我自己也感觉也非常不好。我想我这次考试一定要失败。
Using a compass and just you're counting your steps. You're supposed to, you know, go for 3/4 mile and find these posts that are hidden in the forest.
用一些指南针来指引我们的方向，我们就在那些林子里边走。要走大约四分之三的英里，然后找到一些木头的桩子。
And I was just about to give up, and I thought, well, I just asked God, please show me where this post is.
那时候我就实际上已经要开始要放弃了，所以我请神来帮助我找到这些木头桩子。
So that's what I did, and then as soon as I had prayed, and then I turned around.
所以我就在那边祷告。当我祷告完了之后呢，我转过身来。
And there was the post.
我就看见了那个木桩。
And I be honest with you, I started crying. So I was glad it was raining so that my partner couldn't tell what was happening.
所以呢，那个时候我非常高兴正在下雨，因为我实在是在哭，其他人就看不见我是在哭。
And I thought, yeah, you know, maybe God is real.
所以我想，当时我在想，或许神是真实的。
And we started on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. and we had to be back on Sunday by 3:30.
我们是星期六早晨七点钟开始，要在星期天下午三点钟回到原地。
In order to pass the test.
所以才能通过这次考试。
So running down the trail, I got there at 3:29 and 30 seconds.
所以当我跑来这一段路的时候呢，我是用了3:29.
And I turned in all my information for to be graded, all these compass courses and things that we had been doing.
所以我们就把这些所用的用具呢还回去。
And you're allowed 340 feet of error.
你可以呢有340分的错误。
Measured out in 5-foot increments.
在实际上是用每五个英尺作为标准。
And so I had 335 feet of error.
我当时呢是有335点的错误。
So I barely passed.
所以我就通过了这次考试。
So after that, I began thinking that, well, God is real, and I wonder, you know, what that means to me.
所以当那之后呢，我就想，神是真实的，但这件事情对我来说意味着什么呢？
I felt like I had maybe a little experience of God, but I still had like no knowledge, and intellectually it was kind of a difficult concept.
我经历了一点神，但是在我的理性当中，在我的知识上，我对神还是不够了解。
Sometimes people would invite me to come to church, but I would never go there.
有的时候人邀请我到教会，但是我从来也没有去。
When I was in college there, there was an event in our dorm though that was put on by a Christian group, so I decided to go to that.
所以当我在大学的时候呢，在我们的宿舍里边有一群基督徒，他们组织了一项活动。
And then after that event, one of the people came and talked to me a little bit more.
我就去参加了这个活动，之后呢，有些基督徒就来探访我。
This man's name was Daniel Curran, and he told me what this sickness that I had always been feeling was.
有一个弟兄，他的名字叫 Daniel Curran, 他来了就告诉我，我里边这个属灵的这个疾病的感觉是为什么。
It was just simply sin.It was doing what is displeasing to God.
是因为罪，是因为我们做了神不喜悦的事情。
And he told me that, you know, but Jesus died for your sin, and you could, he takes it away.
但是他告诉我，主耶稣为着我们的罪而死，他可以把这些罪从我们这边拿去。
And so that day I prayed in to receive Jesus as my Savior.
所以那天我就向主耶稣祷告，让他成为我生命的救主。
And I can say without a doubt that was the best decision that I ever made.
所以我可以毫无疑问地向告诉各位，那是我一生中所做的最好的一次选择。
People began to tell me that, you know, I looked happy, and that when they saw me, I would have a smile on my face.
所以人们就开始告诉我，我现在开始呢，看上去很幸福，在我的脸上也有了笑容。
That was a big change for me.
这对我来说呢是一个非常大的转变。
And I stopped worrying about, you know, whether or not I had a girlfriend or, you know, what my future was.
所以我就开始不要为我是不是有一个女朋友焦虑，不要为我的将来而焦虑。
Because I knew that it was all in the hands of a loving God.
因为我知道这一切都在那位爱的神的手中。
And he gave me a great peace.
他给我一个巨大的平安。
And a purpose in life.
这给我生命有了意义。
But even so, I still had doubts.
但即便如此，我心里边还是有一些怀疑。
Over time, God has helped me with a lot of the doubts.
在实践的过程当中，神帮助我解除这些怀疑。
But I'll just kind of close with one doubt that I had.
所以在这个结束的时候呢，我想只举一个例子，是关于到我的怀疑方面的。
About a year and a half after I had become a Christian, I had an experience.
在我信主之后呢，大约一年半的时候，我有一个经历。
Because I was thinking, you know, I mean, being a Christian is kind of a good thing. Philosophy and religion is helpful and everything, but I mean, you know.
所以，当时我想呢，成为基督徒是很好的，是作为宗教或者是哲学方面都是很好的。
I was thinking, you know, am I really that changed? I don't know.
但是我不知道这是不是能够在我生命里带成一个根本的改变。
You know, I was at home and I was going through some of my old things and I found an old letter that I had written but never sent.
我在家里边就翻我那些以前的东西，找到了一封我以前写的信，但是从来没有发出去的信。
And I hadn't sent it because it was really a depressing dark letter.
这封信我之所以没有发出去，是因为它是一个非常讶异、非常黑暗的一封信。
And as I read it, I was kind of transported back into time how I felt when I was in high school.
当我读这封信的时候呢，我就好像随着时间被带回我写信的时候那个光景。
With the same fears and inadequacies and the same depression.
有同样的恐惧，有同样的忧郁，也有同样的讶异。
And as I felt that I was about just to crash in a great despair, I heard these simple words.
所以当我几乎要崩溃的时候，我就听见了这些简单的话语。
This is from Jesus. He says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you."
是主耶稣说的，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
And I realized, you know, that all I had to do was to turn to God.
所以我认识到，我所有需要做的就是要转向神。
And so I very simply just prayed to God and just said, you know, you are the Lord.
所以我就向神做了一个非常简单的祷告，说你是主。
So for me that was very convincing because in an instant I was seeing my old self and my new self.
所以这件事情对我来说是非常有确据的，因为在那个时候我看见了我的旧我，也看见了我的新我。
Good evening, everybody.
各位晚安。
That was one of the most technical testimonies I've ever heard.
这是我听过的最这个技术性的见证。
Our God is a loving God.
我们的神是一位爱的神。
He's so very near to us right now.
他现在跟我们非常的接近。
And when we are finally able to open our eyes and see how near God is to us.
当我们最后终于眼睛被打开，能够看见神跟我们是这么接近的时候
，Then he can become our savior.
他就可以成为我们的救主。
God is so simple.
神是这么简单。
We are very complicated.
我们人却很复杂。
You and I are much more complicated than God is.
你和我比神更复杂。
Not that your IQ is higher.
并不是你的这个智慧高。
But because we only know things in part, we philosophize, we religiousize, we are technical.
只是因为我们呢只知道一部分，所以我们把它变成这个哲学性的、宗教性的、技术性的。
But God cuts through all the red tape of thought.
但是神呢、啊、把所有这些麻烦的这个手续统统把它铲除了。
He has no philosophy.
他没有哲学的。
He has no religion.
他没有宗教的。
He has no theories.
他也没有这些理论的。
Only one way you can describe God.
有一个方法你来可以描述神的。
I am.
我是。
That's what God calls himself.
就是神称呼自己。
He is whatever we need.
他就是我们所有人一切的需要。
No red tape.
没有这些麻烦的东西。
Well, there is some red tape.
当然还有一些东西要经过。
But it's all human red tape.
但是那个是人造成的麻烦。
We're the ones with the problem.
我们是造成问题的原因。
And that's why we come together and have a meeting and talk about God's love.
这就是为什么我们要聚在一起，然后来谈谈神的爱。
Tonight I'd like to read just some verses from the Bible.
今天晚上我要读圣经里面一处经文。
We want to look in the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, in chapter 10.
我们要读的是新约圣经里面第一卷书马太福音第十章。
And we will look at a few verses in Matthew chapter 10 where Jesus is instructing his new disciples.
这是我关于主耶稣在那里教导他的新的门徒们的一段经文。
Okay, oh, here it is. Oh, yeah. This is one of these magical things. The scripture is right here.
这是像变魔术一样，经文忽然就跑到我面前来了。
Please excuse me if I actually use my Bible, I'm more comfortable.
对不起，我用的经文呢，可能是跟打出来不太一样，因为我习惯用我原来的版本。
Actually, I'm going to read one verse in the Bible, not on this thing.
我还要读一段，就是没有打出来在这个荧幕上的。
We notice verse 1 of this chapter 10 of Matthew.
这就是马太第十章第一节。
Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶出污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
Now we come to verse 5.
那我们就来到了第五节。
And these 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, do not go in the way of the Gentiles, do not enter any of the city of the Samaritans.
第五节说，耶稣差这十二个人去，吩咐他们说，外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进。
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is near.
随走随传，说天国近了。
Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give.
医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
Now this is the beginning of the instructions that Jesus gives his disciples before he sends them out on their mission.
这是主耶稣在还没有差遣门徒们出去传福音之前，给他们的一段的教导。
But now we want to look further on in the chapter at another passage.
那我们现在要看这一章的后面一点的经文。
Now we go to chapter 10 and verse 26.
就是第十章的二十六节。
So do not be afraid, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known.
所以不要怕他们，因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。
What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the rooftops.
我在暗中告诉你们的，你们要在明处说出来；你们耳中所听的，要在房上宣扬出来。
Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
Then we go on in verse 29.
我们到二十九节。
Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father?
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上。
And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
就是你们的头发也都被数过了。
So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows.
所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven.
凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他。
But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven.
凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。
We just want to pray.
我们再来一点祷告。
You are the Father in heaven, the great I am.
父啊，你就是天上的父，你就是那伟大的自由拥有者。
Although you are unseen, we know you are very near to us tonight.
虽然我们眼看不见你，但我们知道今天晚上你和我们是这样的接近。
You have come to speak to us about your house.
你来到这里，向我们诉说关于你家的事。
We pray that we could all have ears to understand the word of God.
我们祷告，请你让我们每一位都有能够认识了解你话语的耳朵。
And as we speak words, may everyone here hear you calling them.
当我们在这里传讲你话语的时候，愿每一位都听见你向他们发出的呼召。
May everyone in this place be your disciples.
愿每一个在这里的人都成为你的门徒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，
Amen. Our God looked down upon mankind and saw that they have gone far away.
我们的神从天上垂看地上的万民，发现他们都远离了他。
One verse in the Bible talks about men saying, "All we like sheep have gone astray."
有一节经文告诉我们说，我们都如羊走迷。
Despite our riches or our poverty, and no matter where we live,
不论我们是富贵贫穷，也不管我们是住在哪里，
we are truly only satisfied when we're living in our Father's house.
我们真的只有住在父亲家里的时候，我们才会满足。
We are meant to live in our Father's house.
我们乃是被安排要住在我们天父家里的人。
Now we sometimes call this building the Father's house.
我们有时候说这个建筑物是我们天父的家。
But we know there's no building that made by God, man's hands that can hold I am. He's too big.
但是没有一个人手所造的屋子建筑能够让神这位伟大的自由拥有者住在其中。
But I am has designed a house and wants us to be part of that house.
但是这位自由拥有者他却设计了一个家。
And so, back 2,000 years ago, he sent Jesus into this world to talk to people about God's love.
所以在大约2000年前，他就差遣耶稣来到地上，来宣讲神的大爱。
And as Jesus went from place to place, his message was simple.
当主耶稣从这里到那里，在传扬福音的时候，他的信息是如此的简单。
You see, because God is simple, Jesus' message was simple.
因为神是简单的，所以耶稣的信息也是简单的。
And this is what he said.
那他是这样说的。
God is very near.
他说神这么的接近。
Come home.
回家吧。
You notice that when he talks to his disciples before sending them out,
我们看见当主耶稣在差遣门徒们出去以前，
he said, first of all, when you go out, first go to the lost sheep of Israel.
他告诉他们说，当你出去的时候，先到以色列迷失的羊那里去。
Now God loves the Jews.
神爱犹太人。
They are his children.
他们是神的儿女。
But their minds have become so complicated.
但是他们的头脑变得非常复杂。
And they have become so dependent upon themselves.
他们变成这么的依赖自己。
That they have gone far away.Like lost sheep.
他们就像羊走迷，非常的走得非常的远。
So when Jesus says, now when you go out, first go out to the lost sheep, my family, they've gone far away.
所以主耶稣说，当你们出去传福音的时候，首先到我的羊，我的子民那里去，因为他们已经偏离得很远了。
You remember, he's told them to say, the kingdom of heaven is near.
你还记得他们，主耶稣告诉他们说，天国近了吗？
Now I'm just simplifying that, saying God says, I am here.
我就把它简化说，那句话的意思就是神说，我就在这里。
Because the kingdom of God is any place where God is near and present.
因为神的国意思就是说当神同在的时候那个就是神的国。
One place in the Bible says, you know how close God is to you?
有一节圣经这样说，你知道神跟你有多接近吗？
As near as your heart, as near as your mouth.
他说呢，就像心和口那么的接近。
Now, all we like sheep have gone astray.
我们所有人都像羊走迷。
It wasn't just Israel.
不仅仅是以色列人。
But God loves Israel, so he said, please go tell them to come home.
但是神爱以色列人，所以他说，去，告诉他们要回家了。
But then, of course, the disciples were sent out into all the world.
当然，门徒们是被差遣到世界所有地方去的。
And the disciples were to say, come home.
所以这些门徒们就说，回家吧。
God is very near.
神是这样的靠近你。
Do you know that he's near?
你有没有注意到他在这里？
Come home.
回家吧。
These are words of his love.
这就是神爱的话语。
And Jesus came into this world so that we could understand this message.
所以主耶稣来到地上就是为叫我们能够明白这些话语。
Because Jesus understood that you just can't tell people to come home.
因为主耶稣知道你不能够光是叫他们回家。
Unless they can see God.
除非他们能够看见神。
And so Jesus came.
所以耶稣来了。
And when people saw Jesus,
所以当人看见耶稣的时候
they could see God.
他们就看见了神。
The way he loved people.
他爱人的方式。
It was God's love.
那就是神的爱。
The way he healed people.
他医治人的方式。
It was God's health.
那就是神的医治。
The way he spoke the truth.
他讲这些真理的时候。
It was God's truth.
那就是神的真理。
Everything that Jesus did, you said, I see God.
所以每一件耶稣所做的事情你都会说我看见神了。
Now we understand how wonderful Jesus was.
我们都知道耶稣是何等奇妙的一位。
But you see, here in Matthew chapter 10,
但是在这里我们看马太福音第十章。
He's getting ready to send out his disciples with the same message.
他已经预备好要把他的门徒们去传递这个信息。
He says, now when you go out,
他说当你出去的时候
I want you to be God.
我要你来像神那样。
I want you to speak of God's love.
你要讲述神的大爱。
I want you to give healing to people who are sick.
我要你去医治那些有病的人。
And because you received this from God,
因为你这是从神得来的。
You received it for free, so give it away for free.
因为你是白白得来，所以应该白白的舍去。
See, God is not financial like the Chinese.
所以神不会像中国人那么的爱钱。
He does things for no money.
他做事情不要钱的。
Now disciples, when you go out,
所以这些门徒们当你出去的时候
don't worry, I'll take care of you.
你不要担心，我会照顾你们的。
You have freely received God.
因为你从神那里白白得来。
You have come home.
你已经回家了。
Tell others to come home.
所以告诉其他的人，你们也当回家。
Now Jesus, when he said that,
所以当主耶稣这样说的时候
many people came back home.
很多很多的人就回到神的家。
But now,
那现在
how can I, a simple disciple, have such a message?
我像我这样一个简单的门徒，怎么能够有这么好的信息给你们？
It's one thing for Jesus to say, look, do you see God?
主耶稣说，看哪，你看见神了没有？
But how can we human beings be like God?
但是我们是个人，我们怎么能够像神？
Now some people think I look like God because I have gray hair and a beard.
有些人说我看起来像神，因为我有白头发，然后还有白胡子。
But this is just because of pictures in the church buildings, you know?
这是因为大家都看惯了那个教堂里面的神的画像，所以就把我当作那个样子。
But I can tell you, God doesn't look like me.
但是我要告诉你们，神看起来不是像我的。
This is another thing about how simple he is.
这就是关于他这么如何简单的另外一面。
He doesn't look like anything.
他不看起来不像我们任何一个。
So that's why he says to people, don't make any image of what I'm like.
所以他就告诉人说，千万不要为我做任何的形象。
I am.
我是自由拥有的。
How do you describe yourself to people?
你如何来把自己告诉别人？
I'm a computer scientist.
你说我是一个电脑的科学家。
I'm a doctor.
我是一个医生。
I am a clerk in a bank.
我是银行里面的职员。
Well, these are what you do. Who are you?
这是你的工作，但是你究竟是一个什么样的人呢？
Can you say, I am, am, am?
你能够说我是自由拥有的吗？
If somebody comes up to you say, who are you? Say, I am.
那有人就问你说，你是谁？怎么能够这样说呢？
They'll say to you, well, you are what?
他们会说，你到底是什么？
Only God can say, I am.
只有神说，可以说我是。
Doesn't even have one name, many names.
神不只只有一个名字，他有许多名字。
His name is I am.
他的起初的名字就是我是。
It's so simple.
这么简单。
But now here's Peter, the disciple, getting ready to go out.
这里耶稣的一个门徒叫彼得的，他已经要出去传福音了。
And you say to Peter, who are you? He has to say, I am Peter.
所以当人问彼得说你是谁的时候，他说我是彼得。
And so when Jesus was ready to send them out,
所以当主耶稣预备好把他们差遣出去的时候，
they were afraid.
他们很害怕。
And for a couple of reasons.
有一些的理由。
Now they, the good news is they have come home.
好消息是这些门徒们都已经回到神的家。
How does somebody come home?
那人是怎么回家的呢？
Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Now these disciples were looking at Jesus, and one day their eyes opened up and they saw God.
这些门徒们他们一直看着主耶稣，有一天他们说我看见神了。
And they were born again.
他们重生了。
And they entered into God's home.
他们就进到了神的家。
Now Jesus says, go out from my house.
那主耶稣说，
tell other people to come in.
主耶稣说，现在你们要从我的家出去，然后叫更多的人回家。
Now Peter knows how to catch fish.
彼得是知道怎么打鱼的人。
He's a fisherman, you see.
因为他是个渔夫。
But catching men is tough.
但是要去得人可是很困难的。
And he's not quite sure of the technique.
他实在不知道那个技术是什么。
He sees how Jesus does it.
他看耶稣怎么做。
But Peter also thinks that's not fair. Jesus is cheating.
那他说，彼得说，这不公平，因为我看主耶稣是这个用了一个欺骗的方法。取经。
Yeah.
他想主耶稣是用了一个什么特别。
Doesn't like the word cheating, well. So, but now Peter says, but what am I going to do?
彼得说，那我该怎么办呢？
Also, Peter saw something very strange.
彼得又看见一些事情很奇怪。
Jesus went from place to place loving people.
主耶稣到每个地方去，他这么爱人。
And what was the reaction?
那这个人的反应是什么呢？
Many people came home.
很多的人都回家了。
But many people opposed him.
但是也有很多的人反对他。
Isn't it strange that somebody who loves people would cause such controversy?
看起来真是奇怪。有一个这么爱人的人，而他所做的事情产生的结果是这么样的有矛盾。
But you know, most people are afraid of real love.
因为有很多人，他们惧怕真正的爱。
And when they saw it as strong as it comes out of Jesus, they became afraid and they opposed it.
他们看见主耶稣出来的爱是这么的强烈的时候，他们就害怕，他们就反对他。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because love has to be truthful.
因为爱必须是真实的。
Love has to say, your life needs help.
爱必须要告诉人说，你的生命需要帮助。
And some people hate to admit they need help from God.
但是有些人，他们却不愿意承认，他们需要神的帮助。
Everybody who got in a fight with Jesus was too proud to admit they needed help.
所有反对耶稣的人都是因为太骄傲，以至于不能接受他。
That was the problem.
这就是问题的症结。
It could be they think a religious argument or a philosophical argument or a lifestyle argument.
他们可以说这是一个哲学的这个问题，是一个是一个宗教的这个问题，或者是一个生活方式的问题。
But the simple reality is, people who wanted to be self-sufficient didn't like what Jesus said.
那么真正的实际是什么呢？就人呢，他喜欢自己的满足自己，而不愿意耶稣的帮助。
Now Jesus' gospel message says, you need a house. Only God can be your house. You need to come home.
所以主耶稣的信息就是说，你需要一个家，神在这里，你需要回来。
But people like to say, I am a rock.I am my own house. I don't need anybody else.
但是人会这个骄傲地说，我就是我的家，我自己有自己的家，我不需要任何帮助。
Now the I am, whenever he hears this, first off he laughs. It's very funny.
这位我是的主，他听见的时候只有笑一下。
It's like a little ant standing up from the ground saying, I can do anything. I can do whatever I want. I don't need any help.
好像一只小蚂蚁还在站在那里讲话说 我很自主 我可以做所有的事我 不需要任何帮助。
Oh, we people are so strong.
我们人啊就是这么的强。
We're all such a bunch of phonies, you know.
我们充满了各样这样的这个情况。
But this is pride.
这是骄傲。
Now the disciples knew if they go out with the same message, they will face opposition.
所以门徒们知道，如果出去传同样的信息的话，他们也会遇见这些的抵挡。
And they were afraid about that.
他们真的害怕。
You remember we read Jesus said to them.
我们还记得刚才主耶稣向他们说的话吗？
Whatever I tell you, you tell people.
我凡是我告诉你们的，你们都要传给人。
Don't be afraid to tell them the truth.
你千万不能够不敢告诉他们真理。
Don't be afraid even if they threaten to kill you.
不要害怕，怕他们要杀你。
Peter went, ang, 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 because he was afraid.
彼得真的是很为难，就像他这样。
No, 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 ang, 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 He's biting his fingernails, you know, he's very afraid.
就他们紧抓着他的指甲，非常害怕。
This is tough.
这太难了。
You know, when you speak the truth and you cut through the red tape, it's very tough for people to take.
所以当你传讲真理，当你要把这些人的这些麻烦手续除掉的时候，是很困难的。
In all of our lives, we have set up screens to screen ourselves from the truth so that we can take things. And not have to face the bold truth.
当我们这样一直生活下来的时候，我们好像设了很多很多的这些这些这个遮拦，把我们和真理隔起来，所以我们可以自在地活在其中。
Now you know in our American culture, it's not very polite to go up to somebody and say, "Hey, you're fat."
我在我们美国这种非常有礼貌的社会里面，我们不可能出去跟人讲说，哎呀，你很肥。
But I have some Chinese friends who come up to me and go, ha ha ha, you fat!
但是有一些中国朋友跑来跟我讲说，我很胖。
But don't worry.
但是不要担心。
I have my screens up.
我有我自己的这个屏蔽的。
I say, first of all, they say, ha ha, you fat. So they're just laughing. They don't mean it.
他们说，哎呀，你很胖。他们就是说说而已，他们不是要伤害我的。
Then it hits my second screen, and I say, when they are saying fat, they really mean you're a little bit chubby.
然后他们穿过了第一个屏障之后，来到第二个，那么他们让我感觉就是说，
then
哎、是稍稍有点点。
Then I have my third screen.
那我还有第三道屏障。
My third screen says what they're really saying is they love fat guys.
第三道屏障就是让我感觉说，他们就是爱那个胖的人。
And so when somebody says, "Ha ha, you fat," I say, "谢谢，谢谢。
所以说有人跟我讲说你很胖，我就说 "Thank you, thank you."
Because I know they just love me all the time.
因为我知道他们就是这么爱我，随时爱我。
Oh, we don't like to hear the truth.
我们就不喜欢听事实。
But Jesus comes and looks in somebody's heart.
但是耶稣来了，他就看见我们的内心。
He says, you need to stop lying.
你需要停止说谎。
You've lied to yourself so long, you don't even know the truth.
你一直的欺骗自己这么久，你根本就不知道真理。
Or he comes up to somebody and says, no, 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 that's not your problem. That other person is not your problem. You are the problem.
所以主耶稣来就说，不是某一个人有问题，乃是你自己有问题。
You see, the I am is, I am the truth.
这位我是的主呢，他就是我是真理。
And you need to come home to the truth.
而你需要来到，回到家，回到真理里。
Jesus says, if you follow me, you will know the truth.And the truth will set you free.
主耶稣说，你如果来跟随我，那么你就会看见真理，那么真理就会叫你得自由。
Now all of these things are very scary to the disciples.
这些事情对门徒们来说都是很叫他们很害怕的。
So Jesus is thinking, how can I tell them how much God loves them?
所以主耶稣在那里想说，我如何能够告诉他们说，神到底有多爱你们？
And he says, I know what I'll do.
那他说我要这么做。
He says, you see up over there, look at those sparrows.
所以主耶稣就说，你看看在那里有麻雀。
If you got no money and you need to eat,
如果你没有什么钱，但是你需要吃。
Back in the old days, you didn't go to McDonald's.
在那个时代，你没有麦当劳可以吃。
You went to McSparrows.
他们呢，那是去吃麻雀。
And they gave you two fried sparrows for one penny.
他们呢把两只烤的麻雀给你呢，只要一分钱。
Now there's not much meat on a fried sparrow.
当然这个烤的麻雀上面肉不是很多。
You might as well eat the bone and everything. Gone.
你可能连骨带肉一起吃进去。
Look at those little sparrows.
你看看那只小麻雀。
This they only were two for one penny.
两只才卖一分钱。
But God...watches every sparrow.
但是神看顾每一只麻雀。
And he knows when every sparrow falls.
那他知道一只麻雀掉在地上。
Now don't you think he knows everything about you?
难道你不相信他认识你的每一件事情吗？
Do you think you need to worry?
你认为你需要忧虑吗？
He says, you're worth much more than many sparrows.
他说你比许多麻雀还要贵重呢。
Now that's something to think about.
这是我们需要想想的一件事。
I don't know if you know this, but sparrows is the largest population of birds in the world.
你不晓得晓不晓得麻雀乃是这个所有鸟类中间最大的一个族类。
Billions of sparrows everywhere.
好像全世界呢有几十亿只的麻雀。
Not so many in China. People are eating them.
在中国可能不是很多了，因为人把它抓来吃了。
But they're all over the world, every nation, every country.
但是他们呢，充满了全世界每个国家每个社会。
And they have a few characteristics.
他们有一些的特点。
Sparrows live in large families.
麻雀呢，它住在一个大家庭里面的。
Sparrows' family is usually like 30 to 60 birds.
这个麻雀的家庭里面大概有30到60只。
They all locate their nests in the same area.
他们呢就住在这个同一个地区里面的一些鸟巢里。
But sparrows are absolutely defenseless against an enemy, a predator.
但是这麻雀呢，他们是对于周遭的这个敌人呢，完全没有防御性的。
Their beak is too short to fight.
他们的嘴呢太小了，没有办法攻击。
Their claws are too small.
他们的爪呢又太小。
And many die.
很多就死了。
Their only defense is they get together as a flock and they try to chase away the enemy bird.
他们唯一的防卫方式呢，就是他们集合在一起，然后在他们这个飞舞的时候，希望能够把敌人赶走。
But if sparrows are not very good soldiers, at least they're very good workers.
虽然麻雀不是个很好的战士，他们却是一个很好的工人。
They're always building the nest. They never stop.
他们呢，从不停止去筑巢。
I like eagles.
我喜欢鹰。
They make a nest and they quit.
他们呢，做了巢以后，他们就停了。
Sparrows always bring in more garbage for their little house.
但是麻雀呢，天天都是把那许多许多杂物啊，就带到他们的巢里头去。
This is a cause of fights with my wife because she's a sparrow, I'm an eagle.
这个让我跟我太太中间有很多的矛盾，因为呢，她是麻雀，我是鹰。
She's always bringing more junk into our nest.
她呢，常常就把很多的这些那个杂物就带回家来了。
But the nests are very fragile, so they fall to the ground, so they're always making a new nest.
但是这些巢呢，因为很脆弱，所以常常就掉了，他们就重新去造。
But when all is said and done, although there's billions of sparrows,
虽然全世界有几十亿只的麻雀。
There's nothing remarkable about them.
但是他们却没有任何值得人特别注意的。
Now, when's the last time you've heard somebody say, "Oh, look at that beautiful sparrow"?
你什么时候听见有人跟你讲说，哎呀，看看那只何等美丽的麻雀呀？
Or, "Shh, listen to the sparrow sing."
或是说，嘘，听听那个麻雀唱歌啊。
Or,Could I have another fried sparrow, please?
或者是说，能不能再给我一只烤麻雀啊？
No good looks.
没有什么好看。
No good music.
唱歌不好听。
And unfortunately for you, not even good to eat.
很可惜，对你呢，根本也没肉可吃。
And yet, how the Father loves every sparrow.
但是天父是何等爱每一只麻雀。
He keeps his eye on every sparrow.
他眼睛注视的每一只麻雀。
I remember when I first came back home to God.
我记得当我第一次回到神的家的时候。
I went to a Billy Graham crusade.
我是到葛培里牧师的布道会。
Now there was a black movie star at the crusade named Ethel Waters, a woman.
有一个黑人的影星叫做 ，the name
Ethel Waters.
Ethel Waters.
She's a famous movie star, but she also had come home to God.
这位女明星，她是个明星，但是她也是回到天父家的一位。
And it's the first time I ever heard the song, His Eye is on the Sparrow.
这是我第一次听见那首歌，说她的眼看顾麻雀。
And she was so happy, she laughed when she sang the song.
她唱这首歌的时候，她是非常的快乐，她是带着微笑。
You know, it says, I sing because I'm happy. She'd say, you know.
我请他再唱一次。
I sing because I'm free, because his eye is on the sparrow.And I know he watches me. And she would sing the song, tears in her eyes, laughing while she sang, because she found home.
当她唱这首诗歌的时候，眼泪从她的脸颊流下来。
Do you know,
微笑露在她脸上。
God has his eye on you.
你知道神眼睛正看着你吗？
He knows everything about you.
他了解你的每一件事。
It says he's counted every hair on your head.
他说你头上的头发，他每一根都数过了。
Now I know some mommies, and they still have their children's baby tooth that pulled out, and they still have them.
我知道有一些母亲啊，她把那个孩子们的乳牙掉下来的，一颗一颗的都保留住，到现在还有。
Now mommies know their child's every tooth, but God knows their every hair.
母亲知道孩子的每一颗牙齿，但神知道你的每一根头发。
God knows every heartache.
神知道每一个心痛。
Many people's hearts are broken right now.
很多今天很多的人，他们的心是破碎的。
There's many different reasons.
为着许多的理由。
Sometimes you had a loved one who was a sparrow and they fell, and your heart is broken.
有些时候你所爱的人像麻雀一样掉下来了，而你的心破碎。
Sometimes you loved somebody.
有些时候你爱一个人。
And your heart is broken.
而你的心破碎。
Don't you know God knows that?
你不知道神了解你吗？
There's no one who understands like Jesus.
没有一个人像耶稣这样的了解你。
He knows every hurt.
他知道你每一个伤痛。
I spoke to a young woman a few weeks ago. I didn't know her until I spoke to her.
有一个女士，我不认识她，直到几个礼拜前我跟她谈话的时候。
She's a successful girl who graduated from college. She works in New York City where I live.
她从大学毕业，是一个非常成功的女孩。她住在我所住的纽约市。
But now that she's making good money, her mother wants her money.
当她现在赚很多钱的时候，她的母亲向她要钱。
And her mother is saying terrible things about her.
母亲呢，说了许多她非常难听的话。
And as she told me the story, she wept and she wept.
当她告诉我这些故事的时候，她是不停的流泪，不停的哭泣。
How deeply we hurt our loved ones sometimes.
我们有些时候被我们所爱的人伤的是何等的厉害。
But our Father knows every hurt.
但是我们的天父知道我们每一个伤痛。
And He knows every prayer.
他也只听我们每一个祷告。
You know, my father was raised by an atheistic doctor.
我的父亲是由一个 无神论的一个医生养大的。
And my grandfather was a famous doctor, and he was traveling around the world as a professor.
我的祖父他是一个非常有名的医生，他在全世界各地旅行。
And in my father's upbringing, he spent a few years at a boys' school in the Philippines.
在我父亲成长的过程里面，他在菲律宾的一个男子学校里面住宿。
And my dad told me one day he went to the chapel where they have the daily service for the young boys.
我的父亲告诉我说，有一天他就到这个他们学校里面聚会的一个地方，给这男孩聚会的。
And they read a passage from the Bible that says, "O Lord, take not Thy Holy Spirit from me."
有一天他们就读到一处经文说，哦，主啊，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
And my father, in his little boy prayer, said, God, I don't know what that means, but please, don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
但是我的父亲当时还是一个小男孩，他跟神这样祷告，他说，父啊，我不知道这个意义是什么，但是我要向你求，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
God heard his prayer.
神听见了他的祷告。
40 years later, my father came home.
40年以后，我的父亲也回到神的家。
He was born again into the kingdom of God.
他在神的国度里面重生得救了。
God knows our every prayer.
神知道我们每一个祷告。
And you know, just to understand this all the more, Jesus came to this earth.
让我们来更多看见主耶稣来到地上。
As a sparrow,
像一只麻雀
，just like us,
就像我们
，weak, vulnerable men,
我们这些非常难办的人
，facing all of the problems of sin and this world,
在这世界里面，我们面对各种各样的罪恶。
He knew heartache,
他知道我们的心痛。
He knew rejection,
他也知道什么叫被拒绝。他知道被伤害。
And maybe you know, even on the cross, he prayed, Oh my God, why have you forsaken me?
甚至于你还记得在十字架上，他祷告说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
But God heard his every prayer.
但是神听见他每一个祷告。
God knows every one of us.
神认识我们中间每一个人。
And Jesus knew that his disciples were going out on a mission, but They were only sparrows.
主耶稣知道他的门徒们必须要去传福音，但他们也只不过像麻雀一样。
You know, sometimes the world tells you, you're an eagle, you're an eagle.
有些时候世人告诉你说，你是个鹰，你是个鹰。
You can fly up high.
你可以很高，很飞，非常高昂的来飞翔。
You're just a sparrow.
但事实上你只不过是一只麻雀
And you're going to fall.
而且有一天你会掉下来。
Now what does this mean? If God loves the sparrow so, why does he watch him fall?
那神既然爱麻雀，为什么他看着麻雀掉下来？
Now you know every sparrow is going to fall one day.
我们知道每一只麻雀有一天终究要掉下来。
We have a short life.
我们有一个短短的生命。
And during this lifetime, God gives us a chance to come home.
在这短短的生命的时间中，神给我们机会可以回家。
But the Bible says one day when we fall, that is when we die.
啊，圣经告诉我们，有一天我们掉下来的时候，也就我们死了的时候。
Then we will be asked one question.
那我们要被问一个问题。
Did you acknowledge Jesus Christ or did you deny him?
这问题是你是承认了耶稣基督还是你拒绝了他?
Do you remember this is the verses that followed the passage on the sparrow?
啊，你还记得吗？这是在讲到麻雀这段经文紧接着一句话。
If you confess me before men, my Father will confess you in heaven.
主耶稣说，如果你在人的面前承认我，我的父也承认你。
If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father in heaven.
如果你在人的面前不认我，我在我天父的面前也不认你。
You and I are only sparrows. We have this very short life to come home through Jesus Christ.
我们都像这小麻雀，我们只有一个短短的人生可以活，有一天我们都需要回家。
But you know, many times the sparrow falls, but it's not to death.
有些时候麻雀掉下来了，但还不至于死亡。
He falls to the ground.
他们只是掉到地上了。
And why does the Father let him fall?
为什么天父容许他掉下来?
Some people say, if God loves us so, why do we have so many problems?
有些人问说,神如果是爱我们的,我们为什么这么多的难处呢?
God allows us to fall because sometimes that's the only way we'll admit we're just a sparrow.
神容许我们有时候掉下来,就是在这个时候,也许我们会来承认我们就是只不过是一只麻雀。
How can God call us home if we don't sense that we need His help and His home?
神如何能够把我们召回家，如果我们不知道我们需要他的帮助。
You know, a sparrow flies very fast, the wings are very fast.
这个麻雀飞起来很快的，它的翅膀震动的声音很响。
And usually most people fly on two wings, the health and the money.
有很多人呢也是这么飞的，他有两个翅膀，一个是他的健康，一个是他的金钱。
But you know, a bird cannot fly with only one wing.
你知道，一只鸟不可能靠一只翅膀飞的。
And when one wing is hurt, your health perhaps, or you lose your money or something like that, you fall to the ground.
所以有一天，也许有一个翅膀出了问题。或者是你的健康，或者是你的金钱，那么你就掉下来了。
I think probably all of you have seen a bird on the ground with one wing injured, just flapping and walking around like this.
也许我们曾经看过那个鸟掉在地上的时候，只剩下一只翅膀，然后像它这样转了一圈。
But only God can heal this wing.
只有神可以来医治这个受伤的翅膀。
Have you ever noticed the little child runs in and says, Daddy, 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 there's a bird that's hurt.
你有没有听见一个男孩在那边叫说，爸爸，爸爸，有一只麻雀，它掉下来了。
My kids did this to me.
我的孩子曾经这样告诉我。
Now I have to go out and fix this bird.
我需要去医治这只鸟。
Now how many of you have picked up a bird that's hurt?
你们中间有多少人曾经把一只受伤的鸟抓起来？
Well,They don't exactly say thank you very much.
你知道他们不会说非常谢谢你。
They take their beak and poke holes in your hand.
他们呢是用嘴呀在啄你的手，把你啄伤了。
They don't want to be picked up, but they need to be picked up, or they can't be healed.
他们呢不愿意被抓住，但是他事实上需要被抓，要不然他们就不能得医治。
And isn't that just like us?
难道这不就像我们吗？
Here we are hurting, flapping our wing on the ground.
我们受伤了，我们在地上只靠着一只翅膀在那转来转去。
God says, "Come on home."
神说回家吧。
We say, "No, I can do this myself."
但是你说不，我可以这样做。
No, we need to fall into God's hands and say, "Dear God, help me, please."
我们需要来到神的手中，告诉神说，神啊，帮助我。
You know, sometimes, not just in hurricanes and tornadoes, But sometimes the wind is what knocks the sparrow down.
有些时候不仅仅是飓风或者是龙卷风可以把鸟在这个拽下来，甚至于风也可以。
And of course, you know, in the United States, sparrows have a problem.
你知道在美国麻雀有个问题。
Because we have glass doors sometimes on our house.
因为我们的房子呢有这个很大的玻璃门、玻璃窗。
And they don't even see it. They go flying right into down the ground.
他们根本看不见，他们砰砰砰就碰出去，就掉下来。
Half the time we don't see what's coming to us, and suddenly we get hit. We're down on the ground.
也就是说，我们看不见什么在摆在我们前面，我们就撞上去了，我们就掉下来了。
And today, I see many sparrows.Talking about humans, of course.
今天我看见很多的麻雀，但我是指着人说的。
Who are just too tired to fly.
已经太疲倦了，以至于没有办法飞了。
It's time to come home.
这是该回家的时候了。
I reason together with you.
我要在这里来向你们讲这个理由。
You may have a lot of problems.
你也许有很多的问题。
But Jesus can heal you.
但是主耶稣可以医治你。
Jesus can enable you to forgive people.
主耶稣可以帮助你能够饶恕别人。
Jesus can take your life and take you home.
主耶稣能够把你的生命 来抓住，而且能够带你回家。
It's amazing to me.
对我来说是很奇妙。
How when you find people who really are hurting, they are open to the message of Jesus.
当你看见那真正心灵受伤的人，他们会向着这些信息是打开心门的。
I have a privilege of going to Russia and to speak the message of God's love there.
我有这样的荣幸能够到俄罗斯去来向上面诉说神的信息。
And Russia is going through great transition right now in their country.
我们知道俄罗斯这个国家正在经历过一个非常大的转变。
There are some people who are making some, a lot of money in the business and otherwise.
有些人他们在他们的生意在他们其他的方面赚了大把的金钱。
But still most of the people are very poor.
但是绝大多数人仍然非常的贫穷。
They have many needs.
他们有非常多的需要。
And unfortunately two things have gotten into Russia in an endemic way.
但是有两件事情让这个苏联有很像瘟疫似的问题。
Right. Many people in Russia unfortunately have drunk too much vodka.
他们在苏联的人有很多喝烈酒，喝那个伏特加酒。
That's vodka.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, and so alcoholism is a very real problem.
所以酒在他们那里是个很大的问题。
Russia has one of the highest rates of orphans in the world.
苏联有最高的孤儿的比例，全世界的。
But it isn't the orphans because there's no parents.
这些孤儿并不是因为他们没有父母。
They're orphans because they've been taken out of the abusive parents' homes and put in an orphan.
他们之所以称为孤儿，是因为他们被从这个虐待他们的父母那边带出来而称为孤儿。
Also among young people, many of them became addicted to heroin.
有很多年轻人，他们已经被海洛因这个吸引而上了瘾。
So many times when you speak the gospel of Jesus Christ to young people, they're heroin addicts or drug addicts or alcoholics, very many problems.
所以当你向他们传福音的时候，因为他们这些毒品的瘾或者是酒精的瘾，就让他们有很多的难处。
But now let me say this.
但现在我要这样说。
Many of these people are coming home and finding healing by salvation in Jesus Christ.
他们中间有很多的人现在都回家了，而且在耶稣基督的救恩里面，他们得着了医治。
It's something about realizing you're just a sparrow and you need help.
所以我们必须要认识到我们只不过是一只麻雀，我们实在需要帮助。
And then realizing that Jesus came himself to just become a man like us and understand our problems.
我们要来知道耶稣成为人像我们一样，他能够了解我们所有一切的问题，他能帮助我们。
But then even more than that,
那么甚至于比这个更多。
You know, Jesus died on the cross for all of our sin.
主耶稣他死在十字架上是为着我们所有人的罪。
Our dear brother shared testimony tonight.
我们亲爱的弟兄今天晚上说的见证。
What a hopeless case.
他当时是一个何等无望的情况。
Such an unhappy teenager.
这么一个不快乐的一个十几岁的青年。
But then he came home through Jesus Christ.
但是他借着耶稣基督回家了。
And he can stand up and say he has joy in his heart now.
他能够站在这里说他现在心中有喜乐。
Many of our diseases are not physical diseases but diseases of the heart.
我们很多的疾病并不是身体的疾病，乃是心的疾病。
But Jesus came to die for our sins.
但是耶稣来为我们死，为我们的罪而死。
He came to die for our sickness.
他为我们的疾病而死。
And what he wants to do is this.
那么你需要做的是这个。
He wants to take your life and mine.
他想要把你和我的生命拿过来。
And heal us.
然后医治我们。
And then send us on a mission to tell of God's love to others.
然后把我们差遣出去来传扬神是何等爱我们。
The wonderful thing about God is he makes people who are useless, useful.
那么神有一个非常奇妙的事情，就是他把那个无用的人变成一个非常有用的人。
God could take somebody who's got so many problems that they're a problem to everybody and he can save them and change them so that they become an answer to others instead of being the problem all the time.
神他的奇妙就是能够把一个有很多问题而且成为众人问题的一个人物把他带回来，把他改变了，然后使他成为所有人的答案。
God wants to make you a disciple.
神要使你成为他的门徒。
But you have to turn away from yourself and look at him.
那你必须从你自己转开，然后朝向神。
He is the great I am.
他就是那伟大的自由拥有者。
Oh, I'm so happy I can say I came home to God.
我是这么的喜乐可以告诉你说我已经回到神的家了。
As our brother shared his hopeless testimony, I was even worse.
当我们弟兄在那里讲到他那个无望的情况的时候，我其实比他更糟。
I was proud and I was sinful.
我是既骄傲又罪恶。
But one day as a college student, I came home to Jesus.
有一天，当我还是大学生的时候，我借着耶稣回到父的家。
Now here I am.
现在
happy in Jesus.
现在我成为一个在基督里面喜乐的人。
I'm old.
我老了
happy,
快乐
I'm fat
又胖
And I sing because I'm happy I sing because I'm free In his eyes on the sparrow So I knowHe watches me.
说我唱因我快乐因我知道他看过我。
I'd like for us to pray tonight.
我们再有点祷告。
Tonight is a night where you can choose to come home to a God who is very near you right now. You have to let go of your pride.
你必须放下你的骄傲。
And you'll find God is very near.
你会发现神是这样靠近你。
He's always had his eye on you.
他永远有用他的眼睛看着你。
He knows your hurts and your heartaches, your problems.
他知道你的受伤，他知道你的心痛，他知道你的问题。
He has seen that you have fallen.
他也看见你掉下来过。
And he wants to bring Jesus, the great physician, to your soul.
他要把耶稣这位最伟大的医生带到你的灵魂里。
Only God can be your home.
只有神可以做你的家。
Only Jesus can be your physician and healer.
只有耶稣可以做你的医生，可以做你的医治者。
But you need to own up as to who you are. You need to face who you are.
你必须要承认，必须要面对， 你是什么样的一个人。
That's what it means to say, I know I'm a sinner.
那意思就是说你要承认我是个罪人。
It means you just know who you are.
你认识到你是真正是一个怎样的人。
Lord, I thank you tonight that I came and found you as my Savior and friend.
哦，主啊，我感谢你，今天我能够向朋友说，我已经找到你，我回家了。
I didn't know that your eye was always upon me.
我不知道，我以前不知道你的眼睛一直看顾我。
But now I know it's true.
现在我知道这是事实。
Now I want to pray for everybody in this place tonight.
我要在这里为今天在座的每一个人祷告。
Because no matter how we try to pretend we're something else,
无论我们怎样来假装我们是怎样的一个人。
Are we not just a nest of sparrows?
我们只不过是像个麻雀。
But we find in the Bible it says that in your house you give a place for even the sparrow's nest.
哦，但是圣经告诉我们说，麻雀在那里找到了暴雏之窝。
Would you look down upon us now?
你现在可否就看着我们每一位
？And look into the heart of everyone here.
看我们这里每一位的心。
And invite us home.
然后邀请我们回家。
Oh, thank you that Jesus gave us the way to come home.
感谢耶稣，你让我们有路可以回家。
We can come home to you by salvation in Jesus.
我们可以借着你的救恩回到家里。
If you're one of those people and it's time to come home,
朋友们，如果你是这样的人，现在要回家。
God knows what you say in your heart.
神知道你心中在说什么。
Everybody needs to come home.
每一个人都需要回家。
But it isn't a matter of need, it's a matter of faith.
这不是需要的问题，而是信心的问题。
Who wants to come home?
谁愿意回家
？Who believes they can come home?
谁相信他的确可以回家
？If you believe,
如果你相信
，You pray in your heart.
如果你在心中这样祷告
，Oh God, I know I need your help.
哦，神啊，我知道我需要你的帮助。
I have a broken wing.
我有一个受伤的翅膀。
I have many troubles.
我有很多的问题。
But I see that Jesus died for me.
但是我看见耶稣为我死了。
And that you love me so.
而且你是如此的爱我。
I feel you're very present here.
我能够感觉到你现在就在这里。
And right now I want to come home.
就在这个时候我要回家。
Forgive me for my pride.
为着我的骄傲求你赦免我。
I'm sorry that I fight against you when your hand tries to pick me up.
我非常的抱歉，当你的手试图来抓住我的时候，我伤了你。
Oh Lord, I'm weary, and I want to come home.
哦，主啊，我真是疲惫，我要回家。
I know that you're the friend of sinners.
我知道你是罪人的朋友。
I know that you look down on everyone who has fallen.
我知道你的眼看着每一个掉下来的人。
And you ask them to come to Jesus to be saved.
你就要求他们都来到耶稣这里得救恩。
I come to you now.
我来到你的面前。
Oh, save me, Lord.
哦，主啊，请你救我。
Take me home, Lord.
哦，主啊，求你把我带回父家。
Heal my soul, Lord.
主啊，求你医治我的灵魂。
Set me free.
释放我的自由。
Now, as we continue to pray,
现在当我们继续祷告的时候
，The Bible says, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father in heaven.
圣经说，如果你在人的面前认我，我在我天父的面前也必认你。
We pray with faith in our heart.
我们在内心里面用信心做的祷告。
But then we tell others that we have come home.
那我们就告诉别人说，我已经回家了。
I'd like to ask us to do this in a very simple way tonight.
我要在这里请大家做一个非常用很简单的方式来做。
If you have asked the Lord Jesus to be your Lord,
如果你已经求主耶稣来做你的主
，If you have asked God to save you,
如果你已经求了神来救你
，And you said this in your heart tonight,
今天你在心中这样说
，And I'd like you to raise one hand so that I can see, and you can make a confession before men that you have done this tonight.
那么我请你在座位上把一只手举起来，然后你就在人面前承认说你今天回家了。
Now, thank you. I see your hand is up. Are there some other people? I'm just saying by raising your hand, you're saying I want to come to Jesus tonight.
请你把手举起来。如果你说我今天要来接受耶稣，要回家。
All right. Thank you. I see some more hands. Others, please Raise them up is like a confession, you know, you're doing this.
把你的手举起来，这就是一个承认。
Are there some others?
还有其他的人吗？
God wants to pick you up.
神要把你拾起来。
God loves you so.
神是如此的爱你。
But you have to be honest with God.
但你必须要向神诚实。
Oh God, save all of those who cry out to you tonight.
哦，主啊，求你救今天所有向你呼求的人。
Are there some others?
还有其他的人吗?
Lord, I pray for those who are right now making a decision in their heart.
主啊，我为现在做的决定的人祷告。
They're deciding what to do.
他们已经决定要怎么做。
They know they need to stand up before man.
他们知道他们必须要在人的面前站起来。
Oh, give them faith to take a stand.
给他们信心来踏出这一步。
Take up their lives, Lord, in your hand.
主啊，求你握住他们的生命。
Save them tonight, we pray.
今天晚上求你去救他们。
Again, we are thankful for everybody who's here.
我们再次谢谢每一位在这里的人。
You may be here with friends tonight. You know, of course, they're praying for you.
你可能跟着你的朋友来，当然他们都为你祷告。
But your friends or your mother or your father cannot bring you into the kingdom of God.
但是你的朋友、你的父母，他们没有办法把你带进神的国度。
Only the Lord Jesus can bring you into His kingdom.
只有主耶稣可以把你带进他的国度。
And you have to ask Him.
你需要求他。
It's personal business.
这是你个人的事情。
You say, Jesus, I come into your kingdom.
你说，耶稣，我要进入你的国度。
Be my Lord.
成为我的主吧。
Teach me how to live in God's love.
让我教导我如何活在神的爱里。
Now, you know, because it's a large auditorium, I saw some hands up. I'm not sure who was raising their hand at times.So I'm going to ask you to do something else. Now everybody's praying here. I don't see eyes open and people looking around. Because everyone is praying here tonight because we want God to do His work. But I want you as a matter of faith, even like you raised up your hand tonight, if you want to ask Jesus to change your life tonight, I want you to stand up where you are. Just stand up where you are. I see your hand up in the air.Now, would you stand up, please?
朋友们，刚才你举的手，你愿意接受耶稣基督。现在我要再请你啊，因为这个聚会厅很大，所以请你站起来啊，我们来向主、向人承认，我们今天接受主。
Now, thank you for standing. Just remain standing another moment. Just
谢谢你们站起来。
Because maybe it'll encourage somebody else who's here tonight to stand up.
我们站起来也许可以帮助其他人他们今天晚上也站起来
I'm thankful to see men standing here tonight how wonderful that is
我真是何等的感谢能够看到人站在神的面前这真是何等奇妙的事情
Are there not some ladies here tonight?
今天晚上是不是还有其他女士们
And the Lord is asking you to give your broken heart to him
神今天求你把你破碎的心交给他
Are you willing to come to him tonight?
你今天是否愿意来到他的面前
I'm asking you to stand.
我求你站起来。
We'll wait just another moment.
我们再稍微等一点时间。
Thank you for your patience.
谢谢你们的耐心。
Lord, we ask still that you work in these hearts.
主啊，我们在求你在人的心中做工。
Lord, we know for some people it's such a scary thing.
主啊，我知道对某些人来说，这是一个有点害怕。
We're only sparrows.
我们只不过像只麻雀。
Oh, but how your eyes are upon us.
但是我知道你的眼睛何等愿意看我们。
Anybody else?
还有其他人吗?
We thank you for these who are standing by faith tonight.
我们为着今天站在这里借着信心站起来的人祷告。
We pray that you bring them right through to a living experience of the great I am.
我们求你带领他们真的进入那个伟大的自由拥有者那个救恩里。
And surely there are some others tonight who are sitting in their seats, but their hearts are fearful. And they are afraid.
今天我们知道还有些人坐在这里，但他们的心有些害怕。
Lord, you know what's in their hearts.
主啊，你知道他们的心想什么。
Hear the prayers of our hearts.
求你听我们心的祷告。
And bring us into your kingdom.
把我们带进你的国度。
Thank you for everybody who's here tonight.
我们感谢每一位今天来的人。
Oh Lord, thank you for giving us a brand new start.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们一个完全全新的开始。
Mend the wings of those who have stood before you tonight.
求你来医治那些今天站起来人所有的受伤的翅膀。
We thank you for your wonderful love.
我们感谢你奇妙的大爱。
We pray your blessing upon those whose hearts are toward you tonight.
我们为这些今天心向着你的人祷告求祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you.
请坐，谢谢。